Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. From 847, Lisa, I enjoy your show. As you talk about Easter, here's a fact that is hard to wrap your head around. I was born on Easter Sunday, 1950. Next year will be the first time that I will be celebrating my birthday on Easter Sunday. Yeah, that's hard to believe, but so true. That's from Ralph. Happy birthday, Ralph. I know it's coming up. And in relation to our conversation with the grad students who are also employees who are on strike at UIC, 630 said that's what a company wants when they hire those graduate students, someone who will go on strike after they get hired. Another person, 773, get rid of masks on planes. That mandate has been shot down today. We'll find out more about that coming up with Steve Bertrand. And 847, Lisa, if the teaching assistants don't want their jobs, I think we can find a few people to take their places. After all, they do get free tuition. I did look that. I don't think they get completely free tuition. Champ Barton is on the phone. He's a reporter at The Trace. This report has been picked up by several different print media outlets, and it's all about the gun stores and the sales of guns. Let's face it, everybody in Chicago is tired of the violence and there needs to be an end to it. How are you today, Champ?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you started researching this article based on that gun research project that Rahm Emanuel did back, oh, probably 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah, in 2017, but also he published one in 2014 as well. But the real precursor to this story was a story that some colleagues of mine did, and some other reporters at the USA Today, that was sort of a much bigger investigation using a much wider data set for the whole country of inspection reports of gun stores.
How long did it take you to do the research for this article?
It probably took about a month and some change. Once we got the records, it's pretty smooth sailing. It's just about sort of trying to tie up loose reporting ends. But getting the data, I think a colleague of mine requested that data like years ago.
And that's the problem, getting the data on numbers that should be fairly available and transparent to anybody who wants to see them, wouldn't you think?
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, it's a reporter's nightmare is getting the data in a timely fashion.
Okay, so give people a small summary of what the story is about, because it's very in-depth, and I think you'd be best at sharing it in a concise way.
Yeah, sure thing. So basically, we got inspection records, ATF inspection records, for a number of gun stores that were identified by the city of Chicago as disproportionate suppliers of crime guns, or at least of guns recovered in city crimes by Chicago PD. And those inspection records essentially show that routinely the ATF will find evidence of violations of federal law at these stores, and will let them off the hook with sort of softer penalties than guidelines set out by the ATF themselves warrant. So there are cases where a store does something that is, considered a revocation-worthy offense, meaning that it gives the ATF grounds to revoke the seller's license, and they'll choose either not to revoke, or someone lower on the rung, like an inspector, will recommend revoking the license, and then a higher up will sort of downgrade the penalty.
So 2,000 guns used in crimes in Chicago came from just three stores?
Just about, yeah.
And what does the ATF say about this?
It's hard to tell. I've talked to the ATF many times in and around gun trace data. The point that the ATF will often make is that not all guns that are recovered by police and traced are tied to crimes. And that is true. There are, sort of edge case scenarios where a gun is recovered from, let's say they arrest someone in a domestic violence incident, and then they retrieve the gun and trace the gun, that the gun wasn't used in the domestic violence incident, wasn't part of a crime, but they recover the gun for whatever reason as part of that arrest, right? The ATF maintains that this data is not sort of reflective in a reliable way of total crimes in a city or anything like that. But because we don't have access to it, it's very hard to sort of trust them at their word. And when we do see when we do have access to it, the numbers, like you said, are pretty stark. And so many of these guns come from so few stores. It really begs the question, what's going on at those stores?
And is there a proposed law now that would enable the ATF to fine retailers for these types of violations? Because up to this point, has there not been a fine associated with these violations?
Yeah, to my knowledge, there is not a fine associated with these violations. I'm not sure if there is active legislation being considered to change that, though there has been a sort of guidance issued by the Biden administration to implement a sort of one-strike policy for these gun stores. So when they find a revocation-worthy offense, they revoke rather than making some determination that in this particular case, the store's license shouldn't be revoked. And it's yet to be seen whether that guidance will actually have an effect on the numbers. But it is supposedly what the ATF is, the rule the ATF is following presently.
This is Champ Barton. He is a reporter at The Trace, and the report is about the Chicago mayor's office naming gun stores whose wares consistently wind up in city crimes. Has a study been done since ROM did it, or is this kind of all old data?
Yeah, no, this is all old data. Also, the data that was used to compile or to produce Rahm Emanuel's old report is old. I mean, that's from 2017. And that's data on guns that were recovered in city crimes. The data that we used for our story to do the bulk of our analysis was inspections data that dates from, I think, 2015 to 2020, if I'm remembering correctly. And so that's a little more recent. Many of the inspections we talk about happened in 2012, 2013, but some happened a little more recently. There has not been another report issued by the Chicago Mayor's Office since 2017. Right after that report was published, the ATF told actually a former colleague of mine at The Trace that they sort of disapproved of the publication of that report. They were not happy that the data had been released because they instruct police departments with whom they share that data not to release it to the public. That is because, and we can get into this if you'd like, but that's because of this amendment at the federal level called the Tihart Amendment, which places essentially restrictions on, it's a budgetary amendment. So it conditions the ATF's funding on their agreement not to release this data to the public. But all of that said, I talked to the Chicago mayor's office for the story, and they said that they are working on a follow-up report to the 2017 report. It's just yet to be seen exactly what data will be included in that. And evidently, as far as I understand, the ATF is participating.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us the update. Do people really believe that if they get a grip on this, it will stop crime in Chicago?
I think that one of the things that gets overlooked often in conversations around gun violence is sort of the culpability of the gun industry. I would hope that my reporting and some of my colleagues' reporting has indicated that while solutions that target sort of law enforcement and solutions that target socioeconomic inequity are absolutely essential to addressing this problem, there really needs to be a lot more focus given to the gun industry so that we can, at bare minimum, understand what their contribution to this problem is. Perhaps the contribution is nil and there's nothing that they're contributing to the problem. But data like we have in our story would suggest otherwise, and it would seem that if we had access to more data from the ATF and from the federal government, that we would get a better sense of whether or not these gun manufacturers, gun wholesalers, and gun dealers could sort of change their business practices in a way that would save more lives.
Thanks for joining us, Champ. That's Champ Barton, reporter at The Trace. Steve's got the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.